Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will have the message number 17 of the messages of hope, and we will have the second message related to the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the title of the class of today is No Worry, No Fear. Actually, we learned last week about the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is one of the blessings of the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we learned from four verses of the Quran that the will in this life is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the power is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the unseen and knows everything in the heavens and in the earth. And if the believer will put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that he is putting his trust in the only will in this life, and inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taking care of all his affairs. Actually, I want to again to remind you with the conclusion regarding the meaning of at-tawakkul, putting trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, sisters, the meaning of al-tawakkul, which is putting trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means putting the trust in Allah. It means that you never try to link any need to any human being. No need to any human being. And that you are in continuous need of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you realize that, this actually we have this conclusion out of the four verses of the Quran which we studied. So when you realize that you are in continuous need of only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second of your life, you will have the feeling of sincere dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have this feeling of sincere dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that you have the full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you depend totally on Him and you have the full trust in Him. Having the full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the deep of your heart, sister, believing that all affairs are only up to Him, will be the source of the hope. You will have a hope which will lead you to try all the means. Why I have the hope? Because I have the full trust in the one who controls all the affairs. Also, I will have a will. That will never weaken. Why? Because this will, my will, is based on my full trust in the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then I will have the belief in all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising the believer with the good life. Allah is promising him with the reward in this life and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of the believer. So out of the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will believe in all the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, you will have full reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the full reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after trying all the means. Okay, this is the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I only have my hope, my will, my promises related to the trust in the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not in any need of any human being. They don't have any power or any will. So if you have this trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more your faith, the more your trust in Allah will be. The theory of trust in Allah in Islam is that number one, the believer is required to try all the means and to fulfill all the requirements. Number two, the believer must put the full trust in Allah's will that has the full rule in all the matters. Then the believer must accept all the consequences and the results as it is out of Allah's wisdom, knowledge and mercy. Allah said in the Quran, and put your trust in Allah if you are a true believer. If you are looking for a guarantee for your life, put your trust in Allah. If you are looking for a guarantee for your health, put your trust in Allah. If you are looking for a guarantee for your marriage, put your trust in Allah. This is what we learned in the previous class. Regarding the class of today, we will continue to know about the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will read from Surah number 39, verse number 62, to know about one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is related to having trust in Him. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah is the creator of all things and He is the wakil, disposer of affairs over all things.
We will also read from Surah number 6. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الأنعام verse number 102. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة number 6 verse number 102. ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Such is Allah, your Lord, لا إله إلا هو, the creator of all things, so worship Him alone, and He is the wakil, trustee over all things.
Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in these two verses of the Quran one of His names, which is Al-Wakil. Al-Wakil is one of the names of Allah. It means that Allah is the one who handles all the affairs of His creations, the one who is in control of all the events, the one who takes the decision, and in Him we must put all the trust. This is the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the disposer of all the affairs and the guardian over all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses of the Quran is teaching us that everything is up to Him and everything is up to His will. Now sisters, inshallah, we will start in this class to learn about the essence of tawakkul, having trust in Allah, from the verses of the Quran. Number one, we must realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers to have trust in Him in all the acts of their life. Whenever you have any act in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you to have trust in Him regarding that act. We will start with the most important in life of the believer, which is the belief in the oneness of Allah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked the belief in His oneness with having trust in Him. Surah number 64, verse number 30. بالله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah, لا إله إلا هو, and in Allah alone, therefore let the believers put their trust.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us about His unity. لا إله إلا الله, none has the right to be worshipped but He. And immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the believers to put their trust in Him out of the belief in His oneness. Number two, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah linked His worship with having trust in Him in Surah Hud, Surah number 11, verse number 123. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله غيب السماوات والأرض وإليه يرجع الأمر كله فاعبده وتوكل عليه وما ربك بغافل عما تعملون.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And to Allah belongs the ghaib, unseen, of the heavens and the earth, and to Him return all affairs. So worship Him and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you do.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is clarifying that all the unseen of the heavens and earth belonging to Him, and also the decision is belonging to Him. So the duty of the believer regarding these facts is that to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have the full trust in Him so long He is the one who is responsible for all the affairs. Also calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is linked to having trust in Him. This is mentioned in Surah number 9, verse number 129. Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, verse number 129. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. But if they turn away, say, Allah is sufficient for me. La ilaha illa huwa. In Him I put my trust, and He is the Lord of the mighty throne.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is advising and commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to be upset if the people turn away and they don't listen to his call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to him, if they turn away, Allah is sufficient for you. Allah is sufficient for you, and you must put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever anyone is calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you observe that people are not listening and people are not interested to learn about the rules of the Quran, this is the command that put the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all the affairs are up to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding judging in disputes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also commanding us to put the trust in Him. This is mentioned in Surah 42, Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 10. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surah number 42, verse number 10. وما اختلفتم فيه من شيء فحكمه إلى الله ذلكم الله ربي عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And in whatsoever you differ, the decision therefore is with Allah. Such is Allah, my Lord, in whom I put my trust, and to Him I turn in all my affairs and in repentance.
Actually, sisters, we must learn that everything over which dispute arises between people should be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has made His judgment clear in the Quran. Allah also established the code of living which people should follow in their personal and community lives, in their dealing with each other, their morals and their manners. Accordingly, the Prophet's statement, such is Allah, believers, I have placed my trust and do I always return, believing that Allah is his Lord, who provides everything for him and guides him to what is best. So again and again, sisters, when you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whom you have to put your trust in, and you have to return to Him in repentance, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When this is established in the believer heart, the believer can see his way ahead very clear. He is confident, reassured, knowing where to go. He entertains no doubt, as he believes that Allah takes care of him and protects him. He attaches a high value to his system, which he derives from Allah's revelations. Again and again, nowadays people always have different point of view regarding many issues in our life. And when you tell them, we are Muslims, we are believers, let us follow the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will tell you, no, these rules of the Quran are very difficult to follow nowadays, and actually we will not follow these rules of the Quran. As a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have different points of view with the people, for example, regarding mixing between women and men, for example, regarding illegal earning, okay, a lot of issues in our life which are not, actually Muslims are not following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding it. If you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must always believe that I must follow the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for me. I will put all my trust in Him, because all the affairs of my life are up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The true believer is not supposed to change his or her points of view regarding the way of life, which is supposed to be according to the rules of the Quran, because most of the people are not happy with these rules nowadays, and actually they prefer their own rules. This is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that you must follow His rules, and you must have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is taking care of all the affairs. Calling and accepting peace is also linked to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now from Surah number 8, verse number 61. من الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن جنحوا فاجنح لها وتوكل على الله إنه هو السميع العليم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. But if they incline to peace, you also incline to it, and put your trust in the law. Verily, He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower.
Actually, this is the instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His Messenger and to all the Muslims to remain in peace with those whom they refrained from fighting. Then Allah, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, being inclined to peace, then he must put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who hears all and knows all. In consultation, we must have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned about the link between consultation and having trust in Him in Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 159. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And by the mercy of Allah, you dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over their faults and ask Allah's forgiveness for them, and consult them in the affairs. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly, Allah loves those who put their trust in Him.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is actually informing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he must actually try the mercy as a way of dealing with the believers, and also if they make mistakes to pass over their faults and to ask forgiveness for them and to consult them in the affairs. Okay, after consultation, when you have a decision, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah loves those whom they put trust in Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His knowledge, He knows that for the maturity of the human being and for the maturity of any nation, consultation must be practiced in all matters, and the consequences of the decision must be accepted. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the Muslim community the lesson of consultation. He also gave it a second lesson, that once a decision was taken, there could be no room for hesitation. Instead, they must put all their trust in Allah and submit to His will, believing that ultimate authority belongs to Allah and He does what He chooses. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, again and again, sister, this is the rule of consultation in Islam. We must consult, our family members, or we must consult also our close sisters in the affairs which we are actually not clear about taking decision in these affairs. And after we consult those whom we respect as true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have a decision. There is no room for hesitation after having the decision. You must put the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be sure that it is the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that controls everything. Now we will know also about the contractual agreement. It is also linked to the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will learn this from Surah Yusuf, Surah number 62. Surah Yusuf is Surah number 12, and we will learn from verse number 66 about the link between the contractual agreement and the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال لن أرسله معكم حتى تؤتوني موثقا من الله لتأتنني به إلا أن يحاط بكم فلما أتوه موثقهم قال الله على ما نقول وكيل وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He, Yaqub, said, I will not send him with you until you swear a solemn oath to me in Allah's name that you will bring him back to me unless you are yourselves surrounded by enemies. And when they had sworn their solemn oath, he said, Allah is a witness to what we have said.
Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us and teaching us that contractual agreement must be done in all neither party should kindness to interfere with such purpose, believing that Allah is the witness who ensures justice between the two parties to any contract. When you have a contract with any human being, don't feel shy to be clear about your plans. Okay? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness of any contract. And after clarifying all your points of view, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe when you are clear with the other person, maybe he will not like it. Okay? But no problem. Because this is a contract which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness. And so we have to be aware of, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. So we cannot deceive, we cannot lie, we have to be clear. And then after you obey Allah and be clear and honest in any agreement, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness for everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually will be the one, inshallah, that will make you to have the best of that agreement. Okay? Again, in Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that when you have a contract, with anyone, you must be clear and you must be honest, and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now from Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, verse number 28. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah number 20, verse number 28. قال ذلك بيني وبينك أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا عدوان علي والله على ما نقول وكيل.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. He, Musa, said, "That is settled between me and you. Whichever of the two terms I fulfill, there will be no injustice to me, and Allah is surety over what we say."
Again and again, actually, he in this translation, he said, "And surely Allah is over what we say." In Arabic, it is "Wallahu ala ma naqul wakil." This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the witness of all what we are saying, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whom to him the decision will be at the end. Again and again, this is actually an agreement between Prophet Musa alayhi salam and the righteous man whom he met in Madian. Actually, he wants him, Prophet Musa was supposed to marry one of his daughters. Accordingly, he said to him that he will work for him, serve him for 8 years or for 10 years. So Prophet Musa agreed for that, and he served him for 10 years. And for that agreement, they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is surely over what we say. Again and again, when you have an agreement, you must be sure that Allah is the witness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over what you say. So be clear and be honest, and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will continue to learn about the importance of tawakkul, having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is linked to all the acts of our life. We will learn now about the link between repentance and having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will read from Surah number 60, verse number 4. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana alayka tawakkalna wa ilayka anabna wa ilayka al-masir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our Lord, in you alone we put our trust, and to you alone we turn in repentance, and to you alone is our final return.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us how we have to link the repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with putting trust in Him. In the same meaning, we will read again from Surah number 13, verse number 30, in order to learn about the link between having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repentance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ رَبِّي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وإليه متاب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, He is my Lord. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him is my trust, and to Him will be my return with repentance.
Okay. We will read also about that link from Surah number 11, Surah Hud, verse number 88. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي ورزقني منه رزقا حسنا وما أريد أن أخالفكم إلى ما أنهاكم عنه إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت وما توفيقي إلا بالله عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He said, O my people, tell me if I have a clear evidence from my Lord, and He has given me a good sustenance from Himself. I wish not in contradiction to you to do that which I forbid you. I only desire reform to the best of my power, and my guidance cannot come except from Allah. In Him I trust, and unto Him I repent.
Actually, Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam is the one who said these words. And actually he said, I want you, sister, to read the last two lines from this verse of the Quran, and my guidance cannot come except from him, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, in another translation, it is, my success depends on Allah alone. This is the meaning, that the success is from Allah alone. So long you believe that the success is from Allah alone, so you must put the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who, to him you will return. Now, inshallah, we will learn about acceptance of Allah's decree and having trust in Him. This is a very important, actually, fact which we must learn, because inshallah it will help all of us to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always to be having the hope and the will all the time, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Basically, sisters, again and again, believers must point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their wakil. Wakil is the guardian, the one who is taking care of all the decisions. So when the believers will appoint Allah as their wakil to get them through every situation for which there is no other help and with which no worldly force can interfere. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul, trust in Allah, requires knowledge, understanding, and belief in Allah's lordship. That is, Allah alone is the creator and sustainer. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, Allah, it acknowledges with full confidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is omnipotent, so that whatever Allah wills will be done, and whatever He doesn't will not be done. Further, Allah knows our abilities, and Allah will judge us accordingly, and He is the just. From the concept of at-tawakkul, this putting trust in Allah, this will help Muslims to put into perspective the means of this world and their own abilities, while bringing to the forefront of their conscience that Allah is in control of everything. Okay, you must try all the means, okay, as a believer, but you must believe that Allah is the one who is in control of everything. Whatever Allah wills will happen, whatever Allah doesn't will never happen. We accept all of this because Allah will not put on any believer a burden which he or she can't tolerate. Out of this, we will start to learn about acceptance of Allah's decree from and its relation to having trust in Allah from Surah number 33, verse number 38. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن الله قل أفرأيتم ما تدعون من دون الله إن أرادني الله بضر هل هن كاشفات ضره أو أرادني برحمة هل هن ممسكات رحمته قل حسبي الله عليه يتوكل المتوكلون.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And verily, if they ask them, who created the heavens and the earth, surely they will say, Allah. Say, tell me then the things that you invoke besides Allah. If Allah intended some harm for me, could they remove this harm? Or if Allah intended some mercy for me, could they withhold His mercy? Say, sufficient for me is Allah. In Him those who trust must put their trust.
Actually, when you ask every reasonable human being who creates the heavens and the earth, they would state that God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. No human being can say anything else. No rational being could explain the existence of the heavens and the earth except through a supreme power. So we will ask two logic questions. Can anyone anywhere in the heavens and the earth remove harm from anyone? If Allah wills that harm afflict that person? And the second question is, can anyone withhold mercy from anyone if Allah wishes it to be bestowed on that person? The clear answer for these two questions is on the negative. So why should the believer fear anything? What can he fear? What can he hope for so long that no one can remove harm for him or withhold grief? When this fact is firmly planted in a believer's heart, the matter is settled. There is no argument. In conclusion, the only fear or hope such a believer may have is related to what comes from Allah. I only fear what comes from Allah. And I only hope for what comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This gives the believer all what they need of the trust and reassurance, leaving no room for worry or fear of anything. And for that, it was the advice and the trust of Prophet Jacob, which we will learn about it in Surah number 12, verse number 67. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Prophet Jacob said, إِنَ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Okay. عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون. Judgment rests with none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah's will from which there is no escape. There is no escape from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will be done no matter what the people do to prevent it. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is done. And people have no choice except to submit to it. True believers realize the power of Allah's will, and so they obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They try all the means, and finally the whole trust is in Allah. This reality is mentioned in Surah number 9, verse number 51. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل لن يصيبنا إلا ما كتب الله لنا هو مولانا وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, nothing shall ever happen to us except what Allah has ordained for us. He is our Mawla, Lord, Helper, and Protector. And in Allah let the believers put their trust.
Again and again, sisters, every believer must actually have this verse of the Quran as the way he accepts all the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing shall ever happen except what Allah has ordained for us, and Allah is my Lord, my protector, and I put all the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the believer whom he believes that none can happen to her or to him except what Allah has ordained. Allah is commanding that believer who is having this clear belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as a true believer, you must try your best, but don't fear anything, because he, the believer, believes that whatever good or evil he experienced is tied to Allah's will, and that Allah will help him and reward him success, as Allah is the guardian of the believer. When you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying all the means to follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be all the time, inshallah, having the full trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, will make for you an outlet from every problem. Now, inshallah, we will learn a very important Quranic rule, which is related to al-tawakkul, having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This rule is Allah is sufficient for the believer, so they must put all their trust in Him. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many verses of the Quran mentioned that Quranic rule. Allah, which every believer must say, Allah is sufficient for me, so I will put my trust in Him. We will start with Surah number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 173.
Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs.
This is actually the rule which the believer must believe in, that Allah is sufficient for the believer, so they must put all their trust in Him. narrated Ibn Abbas the saying, Allah alone is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of the affairs for us. It was said by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was thrown into the fire. He said, Allah is sufficient for me and He is the best disposer of the affairs. And out of this belief in Allah and having trust in Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from the hellfire and it doesn't harm him at all. Instead, it becomes actually a cool for him. Cool weather for him, okay, and actually peace for him. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the same statement, Allah is sufficient for me and He is the best disposer of the affair, when he was said that the people are gathering against you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from that harm. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this statement, Allah for me, and actually it was the reason for him to be saved from those people. Again, in Surah number 65, verse number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us about the same rule, which is Allah is sufficient for me and He is the best disposer of the affairs. We will read now from Surah 65, Surah of Divorce, because I want to clarify to you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation to the women, especially in this verse of the Quran and in Surah At-Talaq, Surah of Divorce, Surah number 65, verse number 3. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa man yatawakkal 'ala Allahi fahuwa hasbuh. Inna Allaha balighu amrih. Qad ja'ala Allahu likulli shay'in qadra.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And whosoever puts their trust in Allah, then He will suffice him. Verily Allah will accomplish His purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things.
Okay, again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned this verse of the Quran in Surah At-Talaq, the divorce. Again and again, we must know that the divorce is always related to plotting, lying, and oppression. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for the believer who put her trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah is the only power and will. Again and again, Allah is clarifying that verily Allah will accomplish His purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all the things. If you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has set a very critical measure for everything, and that no human being can try to oppress another human being, believing that Allah will not interfere. A husband cannot think that he will not give his wife whatever due for her of the money. He will prevent her from living with the kids. He will kick her out of the house. He will do so and so because he is the man. He has the control. He has the rule. He is the one who can divorce whatever. The Muslims are not understanding or realizing about the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the matters and in the divorce especially. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending this message to every wife whom she may have some problems regarding her husband or regarding the divorce or regarding the feeling that she may be oppressed or she may not have any of her rights because the husband is the one who is in charge of the divorce. This is totally wrong. Allah is sending the message to every wife in the surah of divorce that whoever puts the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will suffice her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accomplish His purpose. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the planner of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the only will in this life. So there is no room to fear in a human being or to be sad regarding bad manners or blotting or lying or whatever some husbands are trying with their wives in order actually not to give them their rights. There is no room for all of this oppression or this fear, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one controlling everything. Just put the full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be sure that Allah will be sufficient for you, and Allah is the just, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all merciful. Insha'Allah, we will continue to learn about the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how it is very important for the believer to have it as a feeling in the worldly life, so that inshallah there will be no fear and no worry, and we will do the dua now inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم سلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all this pleasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.